35.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, the Northern Plains' most listened to radio talk show, and we thank you for that, having your radios tuned right where they are. Could be at our flagship 550 KFYR in Bismarck. Could be on 910 KCJB in Minot. Two of the stations booming to the Bakken, 1090 KTGO in the Northern Tier and KLTC 1460 in the Southern Tier of the Bakken, or AM 1100 in Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Wherever you're listening, could be on iHeartRadio, could be on your podcast. We appreciate it very much and invite you to participate in the program. We call it What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. We're here for you. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. Here's the telephone numbers to put on your favorites, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us, puts us on his calendar every other Monday to come answer your questions and comments here shortly, but Corian Mandan has been waiting a while to weigh in on our big question of the day, since we have a 70-degree day, we believe, later this week, if the forecast holds true. What song do you most want to hear coming out of your radio speakers on the first 70-degree day of 2014? Corey, go ahead and answer that question.
Margaritaville is what I like to hear.
I see. Do you actually act on the suggestion in the song by having a margarita bill? A margarita
coin? Not all the time, but I love the song.
It's impossible not to smile when a Jimmy Buffett song like Margaritaville is on, right?
Any one of his songs are good.
Yeah, they have that very, watching the sun bake, yeah, Margaritaville. Todd doesn't like to make you wait. So we'll give you a little taste of the Margaritaville. You got it, okay?
Good, love it. Thanks.
All right, appreciate the call, Corey and Mandan. Got the list going. And all we have to do is have the weather cooperate, and we'll be in great shape. All right, folks.
Wishing away again in Margaritaville.
Keep those suggestions coming. We have a post up on our Facebook page, too, where you can weigh in there, and we're keeping a list, so we're circling Wednesday, the 9th. Might be that first 70-degree day coming up. Without any further ado, welcome our guest, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the president, the boss man. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great today.
It's another Monday in the Bakken, right?
Well, I think my song would be Let the Road Construction Season Begin, because we got to get it going if we're going to get these roads fixed.
That's the song? Wow. Scott, I got stumped. I don't have that one ready.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to write one. But that's a good parallel, Ron, because once we get those 70-degree days, then we can, you know, get those road gators going and, get beyond the road restrictions and start building roads, right?
Well, I was very glad you had Mayor Kozier on the radio this morning, and you know he's just he's been a great champion for Williston, and really I think is kind of the sounding board that everybody should listen to when you think about what's going on in Western North Dakota. I was out there last week and spent 3 days kind of touring around, visiting with all the mayors and all the different policymakers and community leaders. And I got the tour of the rec center, and it's fantastic. And I actually said, I want to bring my kids here. So it's a great place, and things like that are critical. And that's why this infrastructure issue, whether it's putting out flares or whether it's, improving traffic. The traffic was so much better in Williston, and that's because the roads have gotten better, and we've got more rest stops. You've got more places for trucks to go. You've got fewer truck activity, but it's going to be a busy summer out there because we've got about $1.5 billion of road construction going on. So, you know, plan ahead, drive slow, and you got to take the time to fix the roads in order to get better roads. So I think we all have to be patient.
You know, it has been a rough winter, and we spent a little time talking about this today. There is something in our culture that lament the bad stuff once in a while and sort of, you know, don't take the long view, if you will, and back away and look at the bigger picture. And this winter's a prime example. I mean, and I've caught myself among them, find myself complaining, oh, how cold is it out? Oh, you know,
And yet, you know, we have so many creature comforts that what is it really the difference? Really, I mean, you know, a few extra minutes of pain walking from our, you know, where we park our car to the front door of the office or whatever. I mean, really, with everything we have in the way of comforts compared to the old days, if you will. And I think there's a connection here between the same thing going on with the just enormous amount of development that's happening and the changes that are happening in North Dakota, the vast majority of which are providing for, you know, more things so you can build rec centers like in Williston, or more roads, the billions of dollars that are going to go into the roads, or the, you know, the money pouring into the to the state coffers, the job opportunities are here, grandparents that now have the ability to have grandchildren closer. Do you think, you know, we place too much of an emphasis and a focus on the negative things rather than the positive things just in general all across our region, Ron?
Well, Scott, I think we're very good at the glasses half empty instead of half full. And I think that if you look at this winter, it seems to me the East Coast has had a horrible winter with much bigger storms and blizzards. And even Minneapolis has had a lot more bigger snowstorms. And but yet, you know, we're always at the top of the list. But I think the big thing is that we really have two choices, whether it's every day when we get up or when we in our mindset at all, we can be positive and optimistic, or can be negative and pessimistic, and we can lament about the greatness of the past, or we can look forward to the future and a bright future. And I think when you talk to people across North Dakota, I think that people want to look forward and they want to strive through these challenges. These are challenges that we can fix. I brought a filter sock today. I was going to show you, and I'll show it to Todd. But you know, these filter socks are like big coffee filters. They sell for
really big coffee.
They sell for they sell for $2, but you know it costs you between $180 and $600 to dispose of one. Well, we just need a solution for that. The state will figure out their end. The entrepreneurs will figure out their end. We created a rule in North Dakota about 2.5 years ago, and from that rule we got an unintended consequences. These filter socks are used in all types of industrial complexes all over North Dakota, but you concentrate enough liquids from down a well through them, and they end up with technically enhanced, naturally occurring radioactive material. As the state health department chief said the other day, you know, you can stand in that building in Noonan for a year, and it's about equivalent to being, you know, one X-ray at your dentist office. These are not obstacles and things that aren't going to get solved, but hey, we're on the front edge of the biggest oil play in the world, and we are leading the way for the rest of the country, and there's going to be mistakes, there's going to be a learning curve, and we are learning these things for the future of mankind, and we got a lot of challenges, but boy, we got a lot of bright minds and a lot of people and a lot of interest and a lot of things that we can do to tackle these things. These are not insurmountable challenges like we had 8, 20, 30 years ago of our young people leaving the state and schools closing. And so lots of good things. And if you look at agriculture and energy, North Dakota's got a great, great future, and our young people have a great future.
On the filter socks, any idea, rough numbers, how many of those are generated every day as part of the production process?
You know, Scott, I saw some numbers, and I can't even remember. I just saw some numbers last week. But I would suggest you get a guy by the name of Jay Almley from Energy Environmental Center out of Grand Forks, or you get someone from the State Health Department who's a bona fide expert on those issues, because there'll be a lot of information coming out on them. But, again, you created a situation where anybody prior to some of the rules changing, anybody could have a saltwater disposal well and really not be bonded. And it could be, you know, I could come to Todd, who owns a piece of land, and we start a saltwater disposal well, and all of a sudden we realize that, holy cow, I've got all these filter socks that I equate it to having old tires. If you remember in the gas station business where they started putting the old tires on, when somebody bought a new tire, they put the old ones behind the shop, and then pretty soon, holy cow, we got a whole big stack of them behind the shop, and then you find out, it's going to cost me $600 a piece to get rid of these things. I've got to take them to Idaho, Michigan, or Texas. We just need a North Dakota solution. This is a North Dakota issue. We need a North Dakota solution. I think the health department will find one, and the entrepreneurs looking at all of this will find one soon.
Yeah, my only point is I think that the vast majority of them, even today, are dealt with properly with a good solution. And obviously, it's getting to be a bigger deal, so you've got to have some more rules to the road. But the ones we hear about, screaming from the headlines are the rare instances, which would be a small percentage of the ones that are dealt with. Joe in Mandan has a question for Ron. We're going to get your question and the answer on the other side of the break, Joe, because we're coming up against the break. But go ahead and start. Joe, go ahead. Ron Ness.
Okay. Just wondering why we in North Dakota don't dispose of our own waste here like those socks. Why do we expect other states to take it?
Joe, I think that is the great question of the day. We need a state solution. You have to make it easy. And Scott had the right thing. You know, 90% of these socks are being disposed of properly, and we have to make an easy North Dakota solution. This is not rocket science. Our rules just do not allow them to be.
More on the other side of the break with Ron Ness, and your calls welcome.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels. We take pride in everything we do to keep you on the move. Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience, massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.44.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
On your mind, just a week removed from the blizzard, hopefully the last significant weather event of the winter, and we're on to a 70 degree day coming later this week if the forecast is accurate. Not bad at all, huh? We're chatting with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the program today. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. If you have a question or comment, anything else for the previous caller on sock solutions, Ron?
No, I think there'll be a solution that comes forth for a North Dakota solution, and you're gonna see a lot of other businesses come up with concepts. And you know, we had talked about some type of, if you remember the old Safe Send, when farmers and agricultural producers had ag chemicals that they couldn't utilize, the Department of Agriculture went around and they collected ag chemical products on certain days, and it was Project Safe Send, and then they were disposed of properly. There are certainly companies that maybe will do that, or other parties that will do that. So I think we'll move the ball forward there shortly. And meanwhile, the people that are disposing of these things illegal need to be prosecuted. Let's find them and prosecute them. We support that.
George in Minot, you're next for Ron Ness on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, George.
Okay, I understand that we got like 25,000 jobs we can't fill in this state, yet how come we got unemployment and we got welfare? Why don't people work? You know, maybe it don't pay like they used to, but they can still have a job.
Well, George, I was a long time ago, I was a deputy commissioner of labor, and we were dealing with, in the early 90s, we were dealing with unemployment rates that were much higher than they are now. But there is just always going to be a certain percentage of the population that is, you know, what we deemed unemployable. I think that there's a healthy, when the level of unemployment really reaches below about 2-2.5%, it's really unhealthy for the employment scenario, because you've got people working in jobs that they just, you know, shouldn't be working in, and they choose to do something else. So, I think you've seen a lot of efforts to try and recruit some employees. And I'll just relate it back to, Western North Dakota. When I was out there last week, it's amazing when you drive into Williston, Scott, if you've driven in there, the amount of apartments going up. And I think that the next big thing out there is, we put every well on the ground. You need permanent employees that live within an hour of that well, that are basically going to open that store. I term to it like a storefront. You drill a $10 million Bakken well, and you need to go there every morning. You need to open the doors. You need to treat it just like you've got a downtown downtown Bismarck office. So you need to get there. You need to open it. You need to monitor. You need to maintain it. So we need all of those employees going forward. As you see this well count go from 8,000 to 10,000 to 15,000 on that same footprint, there are that many employees that transition into more of a permanent role. And we're seeing that in Williston. And you're next going to see the employers wanting to get out of the business of providing housing, because when you provide housing for people and they've moved here from somewhere else and they get financially healthy, they go back home and the economy is getting better at home, what are they going to do? They're going to stay back home. We need to get people here. We need to get people into houses. We need to get their families here, because we have secondary jobs. And a lot of that hinges around affordable housing. And I think maybe affordable housing is the biggest issue we have facing us right now, and that's not just a Western North Dakota thing. I think you could talk to businesses across the state have that issue, but certainly in Williston, that's a big issue.
Price for their rent.
Well, that is an issue, but there is one thing that will fix outrageous prices for rent, and that's when supply equals demand. Or will you begin? And I think even in Williston, if we had the mayor back on, you are beginning to see. We hear the reports about the $3,500 apartment rents, but those are the ones that are out on a website that aren't being filled. There are a lot of those in Tioga now. There's $2,500 a month rental units that aren't being filled. Well, eventually, those owners are going to have to moderate that back to the going price. When supply and demand moderate, that competition will lower those prices, and you got to keep building. We've seen it happen in the hotel business out west. You can look at any of those communities. I was out there last week. I paid $195 for a hotel in Williston and $180 in Watford City. Compared to the $43 that I paid in Williston 8 years ago or 10 years ago, it's certainly different. But the times are different, and I think that those issues are a lot of investment going into apartments, and we need to get those people into those housing units with their own, you know, they want to have their families here. Let's get them here and put them to work.
George, appreciate the call. Here's one that came in during the last break with a question for you as well.
Mr. Ness, thank you for coming on the radio every other Monday. Appreciate that, your time doing so. Say, I wonder if you can address the story that was in the Fargo Forum yesterday, the Sunday edition, where they're alleging that fracking is causing earthquake activity in Oklahoma. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thanks. I did not get to read that story. I saw something somewhere online last night. But, you know, I think the issue in Oklahoma, and I'll maybe Scott can get somebody from Oklahoma to talk on that, their state geologist or our state geologist or somebody like Kathy Nessa. But usually we've seen fracking associated with what they talk about earthquakes, and it's not fracking. In spots in Ohio, I think it was, they were reinjecting salt water back into a zone in which there was, you know, these are little notions on the seismograph, but you know they were causing some type of a shift in the plates in that area where they were reinjecting water back into it. But I don't think it was related to fracking. So I would encourage you, Scott, to get Kathy Ness. That's actually the expert in the country on that. Our own North Dakota geologist, but even Ed Murphy, our state geologist, or somebody from Oklahoma would be good to talk about the details. I don't understand the Oklahoma geology, but I know it's tried to been tied to fracking before, and it's generally not fracking. It's more the regulatory operations that are going on in that state, possibly with the reinjection of salt water.
And we have had Kathy on that topic before, but certainly love having her on to address that, because it's one of those stories that just you know, seems to be a folklore that the media enjoys a great deal, which was one of the reasons I was glad to see that you're teaming up with the Lignite Energy Council and going to get some professors out, seeing things going on in energy country, asking some of those questions, because that way some of those wild stories can get knocked down much earlier. That's a great idea, Ron.
Well, you know, whether it's a wild story or not, it's the quality of regulators that you have in your state and understanding your state's geology and your state's industry, and I don't care what industry you're regulating, you know, and that's why these one-size-fit-all federal policies that they talk about for fracking, just our geology is so much different in North Dakota than Pennsylvania, than in Oklahoma. So the issues are different, and issues are out there. You have to be cognizant of how you're designing that well through those zones and where you're putting those fluids back in. All of those things are serious issues, but you know, everybody ties it to fracking, of course, but it's generally more of the other well design and well integrity issues that I think
more coming up with
problems.
Hold tight, Ron. More after the break with Ron Nash. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, rolling on with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Chat with Juan Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. If you have a question or comment for him, you're certainly welcome today on the program. You can email him, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or call him in. Ron, tell me about this study that's happening on Bakken crude that you've got a Dallas firm that's going to take a look at this. There's been a number of headlines about different studies that highlight the volatility of Bakken crude, and obviously the industry wants some more sound science on this, or what are you doing to get it?
Well, Scott, there's been, you know, rightly so, there's been so much discussion about the, you know, the potential volatility of Bakken crude. And, you know, when we look at Bakken crude, it's sold as either a West Texas intermediate crude, or it's sold in as a Louisiana sweet crude, or it's sold as all of these different types of crude oils across the nation. There's no Bakken standard per se, or a Bakken benchmark that you would buy and sell that commodity on. And so the U.S. Department of Transportation, the PHMSA folks have been here. They're doing sampling and testing at the rail facilities and at the transloading sites. So we've got 22 different transloading rail sites across the state that are loading rail cars with oil. They were here last week and met with them. But we have hired a international company that specializes in testing crude oils and samples and analyzing it, named Turner Mason, and they are out. We're testing sites. We've picked all of the different regions across the Bakken, because I think you can't just take a point in the Bakken and say, let's test this site. What we need to do is know that it's, you know, similar all across the state where the Bakken is being produced, and even in eastern Montana that we've included. So the hope is that what we come out of there, and we're gonna hopefully share data with PHMSA and the Federal Department of Transportation, we'll come out of there and we'll have a basic understanding. Okay, this is what is contained in Bakken crude oil at this point in the process. This is what goes in the car. We all know that you stamp this packing group 1 or packing group 2. At the end of the day, packing group 1 and packing group 2, under current regulations, go in the same rail car anyways, but you've got to, you know, process them and stamp them, categorize them properly. So the concept that we have is that we could come out of this eventually with a BKN standard for Bakken crude oil. BKN, standing for Bakken, of course. And when you stamp that BKN, then you know this is the quality or the credentials of Bakken crude coming out of this area. This is what it needs to meet when it goes into that rail car, and then people will know it, whether it's emergency managers or or whatever type of people we're dealing with, everybody should know, okay, this is BK and Crude. You know, this is how we would deal with this issue. This is now in the right rail car. You know, these are significant issues that we have to address. First of all, of course, we got to keep the rail cars on the track. That's how you prevent accidents. But secondly, you know, let's know that the safety procedures around Bakken crude oil are this, and the producers, when you're selling that oil to the rail transloader or to the refiner on the other end, it's got to be this standard. So certainly the buyers and the sellers today have a standard of what it's going to meet on their levels of their conditions of their agreement. But I think if we do that in the long run, it'll be better for everybody. And plus, I think it's time the Bakken just has its own benchmark, and it's sold as a Bakken barrel. And that can only be good for everybody on this end of the business. If you're selling malting barley, North Dakota malting barley, let's sell North Dakota malting barley, because this crude oil is high quality. It's the best in the world. The coastal refiners want it because they can displace Middle Eastern crude with it. And let's give it to them, but let's brand it Bakken crude.
And what does that require? I mean, what's the trigger to say now there's a Bakken crude labeled as such? Is it efforts like you're undertaking here?
Well, that would be another step in the process where, you know, there are, I can't remember the acronym for the group, but there's a national standard testing group that qualifies. These are standards then that would have to be in place in order to meet that threshold. And then ultimately the market starts buying and selling it as Bakken crude, and it becomes a posting price.
Interesting. Jim in Youngstown, Ohio, for our guest, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and others welcome at 800-228-0550 from our audience today. Jim, go ahead with your question or comment.
Good morning, North Dakota. I'd like to make a comment about the caller that called in about the earthquakes. We here in Youngstown, we're right in the middle of the Marcellus Utica Shale, and this has been an issue for us here over the last few months. We've experienced low energy quakes around 2.8, maybe 3.2, and we've had people concerned about radioactive material. Unfortunately, this is just fuel for the Legion of Doomsday Prophets that we have here in Youngstown. And believe me when I tell you, the Marcellus Utica Shale has ignited an economic recovery we haven't seen here in Youngstown since the fall of the steel industry back in the late 70s.
Hey, Scott, if I may, Jim, I haven't seen much about the Utica Shale lately. The Utica, for the listeners, is a Bakken type shale in around the Youngstown, Ohio area, and of course the Marcellus is a gas play based primarily out of Pennsylvania and West Virginia and the big region over there. But what's the level of activity, Jim, in the Utica, and what have the results been?
Well, right now, the activity has shifted to the county right below us. They say that there's large concentrations of wet gas down there. I know Hillcorp Corporation has shifted a lot of their drilling operations to the south, and I think they're waiting right now on to see where natural gas prices are going to go. We are in the process right now of building the first natural gas refueling station out on the Ohio Turnpike, and we're hoping that more and more companies will convert over to the natural gas.
But it leads to quite a boom, that's for sure, and you're seeing that firsthand. Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Back to this question of the studies and the rail, shipping oil by rail. Well, you know, give us your sense, Ron, of, you know, I think the numbers I've seen are like 70-some percent of North Dakota oil transported by rail, and obviously the flexibility that provides in the choices to be able to say, well, which market is going to get me the best price means that option is going to be there for a long time. A lot of others have taken what's happened, this debate about the transport by rail, to say we need more pipelines. Is this an argument for more pipelines? Is it driving more pipeline infrastructure investment, and do you see that, you know, balancing a little more from the 70% by rail to maybe a higher percentage by pipeline in the future?
Well, Scott, I think, first of all, you know, if you're an oil producer, you prefer to have your barrel of oil in a pipeline. But you also want to make sure that, you've got a market to sell it in. And if you can get it to a better market to sell it in, that's what you're going to do. And what we're seeing is we're going to see smart pipelines, I would call them. Pipelines that are, you just can't take your pipeline and run your pipeline to Cushing, Oklahoma anymore, because you're going to have an oversaturated area of oil supply in that area. So you've got to get your oil to markets that either can displace foreign barrels or seaborne barrels. In the Enbridge pipeline, the Sandpiper project that's in the media right now, going across the northern part of North Dakota, going to go into Duluth, Minnesota, is a type of pipeline, carry 250,000 barrels a day, but it would get those barrels to Duluth. And from Duluth, now you connect pipelines that go into Chicago, you connect pipelines that go into Detroit, into Toronto, and into all of those Great Lakes type refiners. So that's going to get you a better market for your barrel. But ultimately, you know, I don't think rail's going to go away, because it can get you to the coasts. It can get you to Vancouver, to Philadelphia, to the Louisiana Gulf Coast. But hopefully you're going to see, you know, more of a moderation of oil back on the pipelines. But it's all an issue of really capacity, marketability. And, you know, I think the good news in North Dakota is that we've got a lot of frustrations about space and capacity on the rail yards. But for the first time in many, many decades, we're seeing BNSF be proactive in North Dakota and they're putting $400 million into the rail in North Dakota. So, you know, let's look at this as a chance to upgrade our rail service in North Dakota for all the commodities. I think there's, you know, going to be a period here where everybody struggles to get their commodities moving on the rail cars, but hopefully, we'll certainly have their attention. We now have, Matt Rose coming to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in late May, and he's the president and CEO of BNSF, and it shows you the type of interest and intrigue that they have in North Dakota, because it's been for once again North Dakota has become a big business center for the railroad. So let's get them to reinvest in that track. But ultimately, we'd like to see more of a balance between pipelines. Pipelines are the most safest, reliable way to move any hydrocarbons. So we want more pipelines in the ground, and we need more pipelines in the ground to reduce flaring and all of those other things, to reduce trucks in and amongst the oil patch itself. But ultimately, to market, we need more pipelines.
So when you say pipeline is the preferred choice of the producers, is it because of that point that you just made, the safest? You know, it's also the most economical, right?
Well, pipeline, you know, gas or oil just go in a pipeline. It just moves. It doesn't, you know, the train doesn't stop one day and not load your. Our folks are having frustrations getting the trains moving on the days in which they want it to. So when you can get it in a pipeline, you know, it's just like flicking the switch to turn on your natural gas fireplace. It's just there. It's just going. It's quietly going, and it reduces your risk and your liability, and you can just move the product. But it's got to get to the right market, because the discounts can be extremely high if you're in an oversupplied market and you're bidding to get on pipeline space. So that's what the rail has done, is it's allowed us to open up new markets. And ultimately, it's allowed us to displace those foreign barrels, because if you don't get to the coast, you're not displacing Middle Eastern crude oil. But when you get to the coast, those are the barrels you're able to displace.
Last chance to ask your questions or comments for our guest, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You mentioned a new addition to the lineup of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Matt Rose, the president and CEO of BNSF. Of course, Sean Hannity, we announced, I guess, about a week or so ago, was part of that lineup as well. We'll get an update on the conference from Ron when we come back, and also get a prediction on when that 1 million barrel per day mark will be hit here in 2014 as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they've said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room? No kidding. Any spa treatment? No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday. Get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there in a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In part by our friends at PetroServe USA, where today you can get four for four. In fact, not only today, all day, every day at PetroServe USA, the folks that are connecting North Dakota's corn fields with North Dakota oil fields and helping America fuel better. In Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Clinton, Bemidji, east to west, west to east, there you go, you'll find them. And the four for four deal is simple. A fresh bake, single topping, hot stuffed pizza, any two delicious cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop are all yours for $4. That's $4 and $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Back to the phones in our final segment with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, on what's on your mind today. Here's Dave and Dickinson with a question.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Ron. I'm curious as to how come when the price of oil is, like I say, for instance, it's $100, and we have mineral rights and get a little oil check each month. How come on our statement it says the price of oil was sold for like $78?
Well, Dave, that's that whole issue of capacity and where you're able to sell and market that barrel and the discount that you're taking, and that's what that's what those marketers are looking for every day when they try and sell that barrel of crude oil. Typically, North Dakota has had a West Texas Intermediate minus ten percent as a baseline. So you're always going to see that differential depending upon which market you're getting it to, and that's improved recently, actually, since the advent of rail and getting those barrels to the coast. So, but the North Dakota Pipeline Authority or the state of North Dakota are always tracking that pretty close.
Got what you need there, Dave? Anything else?
Nope. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And a caller from Minot. Don't have a name, but this listener is a little disgruntled. Why are you disgruntled in Minot today? Are you there, caller?
Yes, and a bad cold.
Well, a bad cold, that's why you're disgruntled. Well, that'll do it, by golly, especially with the weather getting better, yeah.
We have a bond issue coming up in Minot tomorrow, and they want to spend another $39 million for another school, also bring in three teachers which will teach Spanish and Chinese. Okay? And a question to the Minot School Board was asked, why do we need the school? He said, for the extra, all these oil people coming in and to educate their children. And she said, well, why don't you make the oil companies pay for it? And he said, well, we can't ask them to do that, he said. But I urge all the voters to vote no tomorrow. This is too much for us. And there's another increase in our taxes, at least $200 on a $200,000 house again. My taxes went up recently, and I'm not very unhappy about it.
All right. By the way, you want Ron to respond? Okay, we'll have him do that. I would just add that's a revised proposal now. There was a previous ballot measure that went down, and this is a reduced one. They're building, I believe, an elementary school. So thanks for the reminder to remind folks that is on the ballot tomorrow in Minot. Ron, maybe the thing you want to respond to is the idea that the oil companies aren't already paying for the school.
Well, last week you probably saw that 50% of the income, the revenue generated by the state of North Dakota last year, over $2.9 billion came from the oil and gas extraction taxes. Of course, a portion of that money goes back to education in North Dakota. A portion of that money goes back to water projects in North Dakota, to property tax relief in North Dakota. We certainly hope more of that money will go back to infrastructure and the issues facing the communities in western North Dakota. And, your issue would be one of those. We want more of that money going back to the source of this, revenue generating, economic driver that's bringing people to these communities, because that's part of that affordable housing issue that we talked about. The rapid growth in these communities has made it hard to keep up with. But.
I appreciate the call, and I love the debate that we're having over building schools just in general. There's places that are closing schools, and we're debating building them and how much to spend and how big to build and all those things as well. We had an off-air call that wanted to know why North Dakota isn't building a refinery. I assume they mean for gasoline, since we're building a lot of diesel refineries on the drawing board right now. But quickly on that, Ron?
Well, it's interesting. I've been getting that question quite a bit lately. And the fact of the matter is we are building a refinery. Our own Montana-Dakota Utilities, North Dakota Corporation, is building the first refinery in the United States since 1976. We've got about two or three other refineries that are being contemplated, I think, in various stages of the process. In Newtown, Trenton, one in Devil's Lake, and I think there's one other one over by Fairview, Montana that I saw recently. So I think this is the only place in the country that where there's any discussion going on talking about the potential of refineries, but it's happening right here in North Dakota.
Less than a minute left. Give us a quick update on the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference.
Well, as you know, Scott, we're expecting a huge crowd. We're watching the contractors build that building in Bismarck very closely, and it's going to be good. It's going to be very exciting. Again, if you're coming to the conference, we encourage you to register before April 15th, when our early bird our rate will increase. I think we're somewhere around 2,000 people registered, and expecting somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000. But if you want to just come see Sean Hannity, we've got a a $25 ticket available for between 9:30 and 10:30 on May 22nd. Just for those people, I think bringing a bringing an interesting speaker like Sean Hannity here, you know, we want to make sure there's public availability for those who don't want to attend the conference, but should be great. We got great speakers, big crowd coming, and line up some nice weather for me, Todd.
Yeah, he's on that one.
May 20 through the 22nd, Bismarck Civic Center, Bismarck, and more online at WBPCND.org. Ron Ness, thank you very much. Chat with you again in a couple of weeks, folks. Thanks for listening. Debate continues online, Facebook, all the other places, and we'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Henry. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Heating Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Heating Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.